Just below the old Spanish mission, a few miles north of Ensenada in Baja, I have the house that I bought from Larry Danish in 1984. There I live as an old gumshoe or jelly bean should, with my middle-aged maid, Maria, and a stray dog rescued from the garbage. Out at sea, the porpoises that never sleep. La Misión had been Larry's exile for decades. He built a Spanish-style villa perched on the rocks within sight of the old La Fonda Hotel and Bar, where, it is rumored by the staff, the margarita was invented during Rita Hayworth's many fiestas at that same establishment. It doesn't matter if it isn't true. But I, too, had known La Fonda, La Misión's only hotel, for years. I used to drive down here in the 50s, when it was still beautiful, before the world was turned into a silo of unsatisfactory teenage fantasies and a garbage dumpster of schemes, before the Suncor Corporation littered the coast with golf resorts and there was any such thing as spring break in Rosarito Beach. Back then, I'd go there to lie on a bed in a dark room and dry out. By the 70s, I was still drying out and no longer noticed whole decades passing in the night. The cliffs of Teddy Bear Choya remain. The lonely hot roads in the interior and the little churches with their tin-painted retablos of car accidents and death by cancer. The Pacific, with lines of kelp, chilling waves rolling into a beach between rock headlands shrouded with mist and spray. This is what all of California once looked like. Close your eyes and wonder. I often do. How easy it was to destroy. Easier than destroying a cherry cake with a plastic fork, all for a bit of tin. But it's a good place for an old man, a sanctuary of clean wind and 200 days of sun. On weekends, I played the casinos in Ensenada. There was a bar there called Porfirio's, I think, which had a machine on the counter called El Electrucador. It was a kind of Van de Graaff generator with two finger pads. You put your fingers on the pads, and the barman, with some noise and fuss, gave you a stiff shock. If you could withstand it, you got a free shot of mezcal. I didn't need to get it free, but I got it free all the same. I figured the shocks were doing my intestines and hair roots some good. People said I looked much younger when I came back from my weekends. They said I looked returned from the dead. At my age, I'll take any compliment. We, the old guard, go to the terrace of La Fonda at night to eat its roast suckling pig and often stay there all day playing cards among ourselves under the palapas and running up our tabs. Alive is a relative word. They play Los Tres Ases and Los Panchos tracks on the sound system, and there are some of us who can dream backward to the splendid years. There is still an occasional glimpse of the old times here, and maybe it's the last glimpse we'll ever enjoy. Has there ever in history been a time when four decades could turn everything upside down in such a conclusive way? I can remember the summer of 1950 in this very same place. Men in flannel suits and the women dressed like movie stars to go to the supermarket in the daytime. 38 years on, not a great amount of time when you think about it. The gentle sound of swing has given way to Guns N' Roses. Back then, the old Mexico was still there, hanging on to life with style. Pedro Infante was on the screens and Maria Felix was in the air. They were destroyed to make way for Madonna. Then, one day, after a low near decade of sloth and decay and Ronald Reagan, two men from the Pacific Mutual Insurance Company walked into the terrace bar of La Fonda Hotel. They were dressed like undertakers and had sauntered down from the main road above the hotel, finding me seated alone with my pitcher of sangria and my silver-tipped cane, as if they had known I would be there, unaccompanied, within sight of my home on the Baja Cliffs. They knew which house it was, too, because their eyes rose to take it in, and they smiled with the small contempt of company men.